बीर्यपनम् उपजे मे बीर्यपनम् उपजे मे बीर्यपनम् वैदर्भीम् वैदर्भीम् मलयध्वज मलयध्वज वैदर्भीम् मलयध्वज वैदर्भीम् मलयध्वज युधि निर्जित्य युधि निर्जित्य युधि निर्जित्य राजन्यन् युधि निर्जित्य राजन्यन् पांड्य परो पुरंजय पांड्य परो पुरंजय synonyms upaje me married virya a valor or prowess sorry of valor or prowess pranam the prize vaidarbhim daughter of vidarbha malayadhwaja malayadhwaja Yudhi in the fight, Nirjitya after conquering, Rajanyan other princes, Pandyaha best of the learned or born in the country known as Pandu, Para transcendental Puram city Yayaha conqueror translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada translation it was fixed that Vaidarbhi daughter of King Vidarbha was to be married to a very powerful man Malayadhwaja an inhabitant of the Pandu country After conquering other princes, he married the daughter of King Vidarbha. Please responsibly. It was fixed that Vaidarbhi, daughter of King Vidarbha, was to be married to a very powerful man, Malayadhwaja, an inhabitant of the Pandu country. After conquering other princes, he married the daughter of King Vidarbha. Purport. It is customary among Kshatriyas for a princess to be offered under certain conditions. For instance, Draupadi was offered in marriage to one who could pierce a fish with an arrow simply by seeing the reflection of that fish. Krishna married one of his queens after conquering 7 strong bulls. The Vedic system is for a daughter of a king to be offered under certain conditions. Vaidarbhi, the daughter of Vidarbha, was offered to a great devotee and powerful king. Since King Malayadhwaja was both a powerful king and great devotee, he fulfilled all the requirements. The name Malayadhwaja signifies a great devotee who stands as firm as Malaya Hill and through his propaganda makes other devotee similarly as firm. Such a Mahabhagavat can prevail over the opinions of all others. A strong devotee makes propaganda against all other spiritual conceptions, namely jnana, karma, and yoga. With his devotional flag unfurled, he always stands fast to conquer other conceptions of transcendental realization. whenever there is an argument between a devotee and a non-devotee, the pure, strong devotee comes out victorious. The word pandya comes from the word panda, meaning knowledge, quote-unquote. Unless one is highly learned, he cannot conquer non-devotional conceptions. The word paro means transcendental, quote-unquote, and puro means city, quote-unquote. The parapuro is Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God, and the word jaya refers to one who can conquer. This means that a pure devotee who is strong in devotional service and who has conquered all non-devotional conceptions can also conquer the kingdom of God. In other words, one can conquer the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, only by rendering devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is called Ajita, meaning that no one can conquer him. But a devotee, by strong devotional service and sincere attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can easily conquer him. Lord Krishna is fear personified for everyone, but he voluntarily agreed to fear the stick of Mother Yashoda. Krishna, God, cannot be conquered by anyone but his devotee. Such a devotee kindly married the daughter of King Vidarbha.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupo Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebha Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vyasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explains about the situation of a pure devotee who can conquer all philosophical conceptions, namely karma, jnana, yoga, and they always stand on the topmost position in spiritual realization. So this Maladhaja signifies a very firm devotee. Prabhupada compares this Malaya Dhaja, means very firm like mountain, to a firm convicted devotee. And he says that this Pandya means also knowledge. Maladhaja, a firm conviction. Pandya is knowledge, and Birjavan very strong. And Parapuranjaya, he can conquer Parapura, Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada says that only can be done by bhakti, devotional service. Bhaktiya mama vijanati. So since today is the appearance day of a very firm and very strong, brilliant, eloquent, very scholar devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal parshad, Narottam Das Thakur, his appearance day. So we'll switch to his life and discuss and try to understand something about his life. How there are so many strong devotees in our Gaudiya line. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and so many devotees in Utkal, so many devotees in Gouda, Bengal. So all are very strong and very powerful preachers, like Shyamananda Narottam, Srinivas. There are three big, stalwart preachers in Bengal. So we just study something about his life, and then at the end we'll be singing one or two bhajans by him. It's a long discussion. I'll cut it short as time allows us. So it says in Bhakti Ratnakar, Akumar Brahmachari Sarvatirtha Darshi Parama Bhagavatottama Srila Narottam Das.
A brahmachari for his entire life, Narottam Das visited all the places of pilgrimage. He was on the highest platform of devotional achievement. This is from Bhakti Ratnakar. Narottam Das was Champaka Manjari in Krishna Lila, the assistant of Rupa Manjari or Rupa Goswami. Eternally assisting Rupa Manjari in her service to Radha and Krishna, Champaka Manjari had mercy on the conditioned souls on this earth and appeared as Narottam in the village of Kheturi. How many of you visited Kheturi Gram in Bangladesh? Manish. No one. So Kheturi, the birthplace of Narottam Das Thakur, it is in Bangladesh. About 12 miles from Rampur Boalia in the Gopalpur subdivision of Rajshahi district. This took place on the full moon day of the month of Magh, sometimes around the middle of the 15th century of the Shakya era.
Shri Shri Radha Rajbhari Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai Ki Jai.
So this is about like very same time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, in the middle of 15th century or 16th century. 1532 to 37. Narottam was born on the Maghi Purnima day. From that day on, he thrived. Thrived means he grew very fast, like the waxing moon. Narottam's father was Raja Krishnananda Datta, the Jamindar of the Gopalpur area. His mother's name was Narayani Devi. Raja Krishnananda had a younger brother named Purushottam Datta, and who had also a son. His name was Santosh Datta. In order to show that his associates can take birth in any caste, Krishna had Narottam take birth in a Kaista family. So even Raghunath was from Kaista family, and our Prabhupada is from Kaista family. From his early childhood, Narottam began to display symptoms of his future greatness. Everyone was amazed to see his great intelligence and his devotional demeanor. He was constantly absorbed in meditation on the wonderful qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. The Lord and his associates appeared to him in his dreams. So he was dreaming from the very childhood about Chaitanya Lila, and eager to meet that personality. As tears poured from his eyes, Narottam would offer prayers of surrender to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, and other associates of the Lord. Finally, the Lord and his associates appeared to him in a dream and consoled him with kind words. Many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and then in the dream embrace him, console him. According to Prema Vilas, when Mahaprabhu passed through Kanai Natshala, so he was with Nityananda, Advaita, everybody, Srinivas Pandit. As he was dancing ecstatically in the kirtan, he began to call out names, Narottam, Narottam, looking at the site of Bangladesh, Kheturi Gram. And when Nityananda asked him why he was calling out this name, Mahaprabhu answered, "My Lord, you do not know your own glories. When you went to Jagannath Puri, you shed tears out of divine love day after day. I managed to capture your divine love and save it. Now I wish to keep it here by the Padmavati river for Narottam Das." So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas and going to Nilachal, Nityananda, by his trick, brought him back to Shantipur. So on that, he was very, pained. It was very pathetic to see Mahaprabhu is taking sannyas. That's why, being angry at his sannyas, he broke his danda and threw in the Bhangi river, that river, Vaikunth Mahaprabhu, Dandabhanga. So Mahaprabhu is saying, you remember those days? You were very much, you know, sad about my taking sannyas. So those tears I have preserved in my heart. And I want to again preserve in the river of Bhagirathi or Padda, or called Paddavati, that is Ganga in Bangladesh. And it will be given to Narottam. Then this Padma, he went to Bangladesh and took his bath in Padmavati river, that is Padda, Bhagirathi. And when he asked her, you just preserve this love of Godhead for Narottam. Then she is replying. The Padmavati inquired, how will I recognize him? Means Narottam. Then Mahaprabhu answered, you will know it is Narottam, for when he enters your waters, you will overflow. Means, you know, there will be so much flash of water, like a big wave. So as soon as Narottam will come to take bath in you, there will be extraordinary, it's called uchholiya. Tumi uchholiya uthive. Means, you'll be overflowing your water on him. The place where Mahaprabhu placed prema for Narottam's sake was later given the name Premotoli. This is Kheturi. When Narottam was 12 years old, he had a dream in which Nityananda Prabhu told him to bathe in the Padmavati and take the prema which had been stored there for him. So Nityananda Prabhu came in dream and he said, go to and take deep in Padmavati. The Padmavati then remembered Mahaprabhu's words and gave Narottam the prema which she had been safeguarding for him. Then one day, one big jamindar, it's called Jaigirdar. Jaigirdar means who is a big landlord, and he is freely enjoying the land, king's property, and he is called Jaigirdar. So he wanted to see Narottam, the beauty of Narottam, the intelligence, the sharpness, his devotion. He was amazed, so he wanted to see him. So Raja Krishnananda sent with some bodyguards Narottam to him, to see him. And this was the opportunity Narottam took for leaving home. He was already contemplating how to leave and go to Vrindavan. So when he was brought to this Jamindar, as Jaigirdar, he just tricked his bodyguards and fled from there. And walking, without sleep, without water, without food, he just walked. And when he reached Mathura, he heard from some Brahmins, some Babajis, that Rupa and Sanatan left the world. And crying, he just went to Vrindavan. So, in meanwhile, already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Sanatan, came in the dream of Loknath Goswami and told, you initiate Narottam. This boy, the prince, from Bengal, he'll come and you initiate him. And he also, Rupa and Sanatan came to Jiva Goswami and said, you take care of this boy. So when he appeared, Narottam, immediately Jiva and Sanatan very lovingly, heartily welcomed him and kept under them. And Narottam, he learned all the Vedic literatures, all the grammar, Sanskrit, under Jiva Goswami. And meanwhile, another devotee came from Utkal, Odisha. His name was Hridaya Chaitanya, Dukhi Krishna. And he got the name Shyamananda. And he was also under studying Shastra under Jiva. And another Acharya was there from Bengal, Srinivas Acharya. So, Loknath Goswami, he was very, it's called Birakta Sanyasi, Birakta Babaji. Means he was very much liking to do bhajan, nirjan bhajan. Like sometimes we think we do nirjan bhajan. Nirjan bhajan means being alone in one gupha
nobody should see us and just hold a chant and remember Radha Krishna. So that Nirjan Bhajan was very much, you know, appreciated by Babaji's, and this Lokanath Goswami, he was in that mood. And he took a vow that I will never initiate anybody. And this Narottam, he took a vow, I will take initiation from him only. And he was not actually interested. So Narottam, every night, early in the morning, he will go to the place where Lokanath Goswami was passing stool. So there was a little stone, and with his broom, coconut stick broom, he will clean the place and keep some fresh mud after washing hand to be used. There is no soap, and little fresh water for him. And he was amazed, who does this? Am I such a big devotee? Some Brajavasis is doing for me? It is like killing for me, you know, I will go to hell. I have to find out who is doing this, whether any Brajavasis is doing. Then he went one day, little earlier than the time he goes for passing stool there. And he saw Narottam was cleaning the place. And then after cleaning, the broom he was embracing. Oh my Lord, oh my Lokanath, oh my Prabhu, oh my Gurudev. And then when he turned, he saw Lokanath was standing there. Immediately he fell flat and hiding the broom. So he was very much shocked with his service, and he said, you take birth in the Jamuna, I will initiate you today. So that's what he got initiated. And here we see, although Lokanath Goswami is Narottam's Diksha Guru, but he was very much attached to his Shiksha Guru Jiva Goswami. So it was Lokanath Maharaj's desire also, since he was from the royal background, he was a prince, king's son, and he's from Bengal, it is better for him if he goes back to Bengal and preaches, and there will be a lot of people, you know, opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious. So once Lokanath asked him, you can go to Bengal and preach, and especially to your native place, Kheturi, you go there. And he had a dream. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and he said, Narottam, you come back to Kheturi and establish my deities along with another five deities. Establish six deities. So then Jiva Goswami told three of them, Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda and Narottam, you go to Bengal. They filled four bullock carts full of books. And he said, take all these books and distribute in Bengal and preach. So on the way in Bihar, somewhere, there was a demon king. He thought it was some wealthy goods. So he, you know, looted all by his people. And when he opened in his godown next day, he saw all books. So simply by touching the books, that Pirhambir was already melted by scholarship of the Jiva and other scholars, and by the hand and touching the books. And then he was looking for the person who actually, you know, belongs to these books. Then Srinivas Acharya told Shyamananda to go to Orissa back, and he told Narottam to go back to Kheturi, and he said, I will wait until I get the books. And in meanwhile, this news also given to Lokanath Goswami and Jiva Goswami, their books are stolen. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, came in dream and said, don't worry, the books will come back to you. And one day Srinivas Acharya, this king, he had a dream. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, there is a person called Srinivas Acharya, you give him the books back. And he got the books back, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asked Narottam to establish the deities in Kheturi.
So before going to Kheturi, his native place, Narottam Das Thakur visited all the holy places, all the Shripats in Bengal. He went to Navadvip, he went to Kalna, he went to so many places. Then he went to Kheturi. And there is a Bipra called, Brahmin called Bipradas, a devotee. He had a deity of Gauranga and Vishnupriya. And nobody could go and see the deities because it was in the where they store grains called Gola. So in the storehouse, and there was a lot of snakes guarding those deities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in the dream to Narottam, Narottam, I am actually being hidden in the paddy stalk in Vipra's house, Vipradas's house. You just recover me and establish another five set of deities. So these deities are named, I'll read you for you, read the names of the deities. They are Gauranga, and with Gauranga there is a Vishnupriya also, Vallabhikanta, Shri Krishna, Prajamohan, Radha Raman and Radha Kanta. So these six sets of deities were established by Narottam Srinivas and other devotees in Kheturi, and that's called Kheturi festival. And Narottam, he was very famous in Kheturi. And many, many scholars, many, many pandits, many, many Brahmins, they became actually astonished by his scholarship and started taking initiation from him. So there are two boys, Ramakrishna and Harinam, the son of Brahmin, very orthodox Brahmin, worshipping only Durga. So one day they were actually carrying some goats to be chopped in front of Durga. So Narottam and Ramchandra, they went to take bath in Ganges, in Padma, Padmavati. That means Padma River in Bangladesh. And Narottam asked, what are you doing with these goats? So the boys replied, my father worshipping Durga and these goats for offering to the Goddess Durga. And by his speech, by his discussion, he immediately converted the two boys into Vaishnava. And next day they shaved head and shaved their heads and take initiation from Ramchandra, Kobira's, somebody took initiation, one brother, and one brother from Narottam. So when they, after a few days, came back to home, his father was furious. He said, nonsense, how can you do this? Vaishnavism is better than Brahminism. So these two sons already became so scholar. In few days, he defeated his father. He defeated their Kula Brahmin, who is Smartha Brahmin. He defeated him. Then he said, if you want to defeat your sons, you have to bring somebody very scholar, big scholar. So his father arranged to bring a scholar from Mithila. And he was also defeated by these brothers. And then all people became so, envious of Narottam. And what they did, seeing the glories of Narottam, the society of Smartha Brahmanas roasted with envy. A large faction of them went to the Raja Narsingha and petitioned him for redress. Redress means how to reconcile or what is the remedy to punish him. They told him, Maharaj, if you don't rescue the Brahmanas, your reputation will be ruined and your death will be assured. The son of Raja Krishnananda Datta, Narottam Thakur, is a Shudra and yet he dares to make disciples of the Brahmanas. If this goes on, we shall all be drowned like the members of the Jodhu dynasty. So all these smart Brahmins went and complained Raja Narsinghananda. So Raja Narsinghananda said, I shall protect you, but please tell me what can be done. The Brahmana said, we shall all go to Kheturigram along with the great and famous, the world conquering scholar Mahadigvijay Pandit Sri Rup Narayan and defeat Narottam. I don't know whether this Rup Narayan also went to challenge Rup and Sanatan, but Rup Sanatan, being very humble and very submissive devotee, they said, we are not interested to argue with you. We don't want to do any debate with you. So then he said, okay, then you write a Joypatra. You write that you are defeated by me. So Rupa and Sanatan immediately wrote and gave the paper. And then he heard that in Vrindavan there is a small boy also scholarly, and it is their nephew, Jiva Goswami. So he approached Jiva Goswami, you also write Joypatra for me, because your uncle and your uncles are being defeated by me. So Jiva Goswami said, it is too much. You know, I can take the, you know, I can be defeated, I can write Joypatra, but I cannot write Joypatra for my uncles. And he said, I challenge you. And then for 7 days there was a discussion, and he defeated that Digvijay Pandit. And he was so happy to be conqueror of this, that Digvijay Pandit. And he went to immediately Guru Maharaj, Rupa Goswami. Guru Maharaj, I defeated this guy, you know. And he said, he defeated you and Sanatan Goswami. He said, rascal, how you dare to be, you know, so arrogant? You just, you know, went for challenge with this person. The Vrindavan is not for challenging all this dry philosophy. It is for bhajan. You are not fit to remain with me anymore. You get out from Vrindavan. And paying humble obeisances, Jiva left, and he just went into the gupa in Mathura. Nobody could see him. And one day Sanatan found him. And then he brought to Jiva and said, why you are doing like this? Huh? You vanished, Jiva. So this Rup Narayan, I don't know, here also Rup Narayan coming. They're calling Rup Narayan Goswami, Digvijay Pandit, to put down Narottam. So as they were traveling on the road, someone heard the news and went to Kheturigram, where he informed Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Thakur that Digvijay Pandit is coming. Narasingha Maharaj is bringing him to have a debate with you. When Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj and Sri Ganganarayan Chakraborty heard all this, they became very disturbed. After some inquiry, the two of them came to know that the party of Smartha Pandit were about to arrive in the marketplace to a town called Kumarpur, and that after resting there for one day, they would reach Kheturigram the following day. Ramchandra and Ganganarayan quickly went to that marketplace in Kumarpur, and the two of them set up two different shops. What they were selling? So Ramchandra Kaviraj set up a stall where he was selling clay pots, and Ganganarayan Chakraborty set another stall selling pan and supari. So in this way, along with Raja Narsingha, the Smartha Pandits arrived in the marketplace of Kumarpur and set up their camp near the shops. The disciples of the Pandits went to buy some clay pots for cooking with and went to the pottery shop. The potter, who was Ramchandra Kaviraj, began speaking to them in pure Sanskrit. The disciples of the Pandits began speaking in Sanskrit also, and as soon they began arguing back and forth in Sanskrit, they were defeated. In the same way, when the students went to purchase pan and betel nuts from the shop of Panwala, Ganganarayan Chakraborty, he spoke to them in Sanskrit. They also began to argue. Gradually, their teachers arrived at the place where the argument was going on and found themselves unable to reply to the arguments of the panwala and the clay potwala. Finally, the king, Raja Narsingha, arrived on the scene, and the great Pandit Rup Narayan. At that time, a great uproar of argumentation filled the four directions. In the presence of the king, the potter and the panwala defeated all the smart brahmanas, including Rup Narayan. Raja Narsingha made some inquiries and came to know that the panwala and the potter were disciples of Narottam Das. At that time, he said to the pandit, "When you are unable to defeat a common, ordinary disciple of Narottam in the matter of Siddhanta, how will you defeat Narottam himself?" The smart pandits were silent. Realizing their defeat, they made preparations to return to their own villages. That evening, King Raja Narsingha and Sri Rupa Narayan saw Durga Devi in a dream. She told them, "If you don't accept the shelter of Narottam's lotus feet, I will cut you all to pieces with my sharpened sword." The following morning, Raja Narsingha and Rup Narayan arrived at the place of Narottam Thakur. Narottam Thakur received them with great affection and with all due respect and cordiality, offering them a seat. He said, "I am very fortunate to have the company of such highly learned and noble personages such as your good selves." Raja Narsingha and Rup Narayan were overwhelmed at Narottam's polite and gentle Vaishnava behavior and fell prostrate at his lotus feet, begging forgiveness for their offenses. At length, upon being hearing of the pronouncement that Durga Devi had given them, Narottam smiled very sweetly. Thereafter, within a few days, he initiated them in the Radha Krishna mantra. So like that, there are so many kings and big scholars became defeated and took initiation from him. This is the one incident. So is another big many pages, so you can read afterwards. Now time is not allowing us to discuss more. I am to sing one bhajan that's from Narottam's Prarthana. Narottam Thakur, he wrote many volumes of books, and of his poetic composition, two are very famous book, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. So you give the paper, Radhika Kanai? Paper kidare? Diya sabko? Ito sabko dhan. Ito paper gula. So this song is from Prarthana. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishur. Radha Krishna Prano Mo Jugalo.